Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, Golden Mastermind Seminars Mindset Live today. Welcome to Facebook Live today. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock Pacific. Welcome to Facebook Live. Jeffrey Feldman, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Scott Huminski, welcome. Tracy Williford, welcome to Facebook Live on the last Tuesday of September 2020. Man, this year has gone by. Good to see you, Scott. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Tracy, great coaching you this afternoon. That would be morning for me. June Kennison, welcome. Ryan Andra, welcome this afternoon. Ryan in Utah, welcome. Good to see you here on Facebook Live this afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and start the Facebook Live here in a moment or so. Topic for today's Facebook Live is emotional mastery, and this is definitely an area that we all seek improvement on, not only anytime, but especially in this time. Eric, welcome. Debbie, welcome. Cassie, welcome from New Hampshire. Cassie, good afternoon. Kimberly, welcome from beautiful Lake Tahoe area. Myrna, good to see you. Long time no see. Amanda Weger, good to see you. Jared, good to see you. Jared, where are you today? Where do you live? I've lost track. You would love to connect with you at some point. Welcome, everyone. Good to have you aboard here on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Central California. Topic for today's Facebook Live is emotional mastery. This is a very important skill that you commit to mastering, because it will greatly assist you to be and stay present instead of being overwhelmed, undisciplined. Instead of holding on to a set of feelings, the objective that you're seeking to improve on would be to be and stay in the present so that you're not overwhelmed. And the reason that that is a skill set is because a large percent of society lives in anxiety, fear, and doubt. And so being able to separate your feelings from events allows you to be and stay present. That allows you to also connect with consciousness. It keeps you in a different state of awareness, keeps you in a different energy. So if you're prospecting, communicating with a client, if you're a first responder, or if you're a real estate investor, and you're communicating with a potential buyer, or any multitude of situations, it's a skill to be and stay present. It's here and now. So this allows you to listen so you can hear what's meant, not what's said. As you let go of some of your codependent tendencies, and you let go of only looking for the good in people. Many people look for the good in people. Now, that in itself is not a bad quality, and that doesn't mean that you look for the bad in the people, but it means that you become a lot more objective because people are predictable. And the more you understand predictability, the more that you start to master your emotions, then you won't set yourself up to be disappointed, feel rejected, feel abandoned, ghosted, gaslighted, traumatized, lied to, overwhelmed. You'll be able to understand that people are predictable, and then you'll be able to choose your brand partners much more effectively. You'll be able to choose your soulmates, your teammates. You'll be much better at assessing who to go out on a date with. You'll be able to assess who's a qualified buyer, who's someone I want to collaborate with, who's someone that sends me a long drunkalogue that I'm not going to respond to. A lot of the messages that I receive, I will respond with a one sentence response or a one word response. Thanks. And as you're able to improve these skill sets, that means that you're starting to scale consciousness. It means you start to elevate your consciousness. If you're in a business that you're seeking customers, clients, if you're looking for someone that you can collaborate with, someone who brings a different energy to the table, then it's going to be your responsibility to be able to enhance and attract that type of person to your business. That means you're looking for the ideal client, the ideal teammate, the ideal man or woman to date, the ideal vendor, contractor. I mean, you want to stop settling for the bottom and look for people who you can really collaborate with, who bring a different level of skill and talent to your life and everyone else's life. Now, that is an absolute skill, And that comes from mastering your emotions. The number one emotion that affects a large percent of the population that owns a business that requires sales, branding, and asking skills is rejection. If you feel rejected, if you feel like someone ghosted you, if you feel like someone checked out on you, if you feel like someone lied to you, took advantage of you in a business that requires selling, then that provokes your rejection emotions. And when you understand that the reason that people do not buy, and they do not buy because number one, they can't commit, number two, they aren't interested, number three, at times you weren't effective in your presentation, as you begin to let go of some of these feelings about outcomes that haven't happened, then you're an emotional mastery. And that means that you become so humble that you can't be humiliated in this experience. So letting go is an absolute skill. It's a separation from feelings and the events that shaped your emotions. So the emotions that are going to affect you, there's levels of anger. That would be anger, hate, resentment. Then there's disappointment and frustration. They all fall in there, but that's anger, hate, and resentment. Then there's abandonment and rejection. Similar emotions, yet distinctly different. Rejection is when it's very personal. Abandonment when someone's actually in your influence. They're around you or they're there, but they're not emotionally available for you. They emotionally abandon you. They may not have rejected you. They may not have personalized it. They checked out. They were not emotionally available to you. Some of you have perhaps had relationships like that, relationships with parents, relationships with significant others, or employers, employees, where they don't really personalize their feelings, but they're not really emotionally available to you. That's the difference between abandonment and rejection. So when a prospect doesn't buy from you, they're not really rejecting you. They're not personalizing it. When they tell you they'll get back to you and they don't, they didn't reject you. They weren't interested. They weren't committed. When a prospect says, I want to think about it, or a prospect says, I don't have the money, any multitude of situations that is not personal, that is not rejection. That means that they are telling you what they want, you want to hear. That means that they have challenges committing. And this is why you stop following up with people who are not qualified buyers. I spend great deals of my time giving people content and insight on who to follow up with and why the fortune in the follow-up does not merit the same kind of energy that you give it. You follow up with people who merit a follow-up call. If you ask someone out on a date and they let you know I'm not interested, what's going to happen if you keep following up with them? Well, they're going to block you eventually. I mean, this would be a common sense approach to understanding business and life. You would follow up with someone that would give you a buy signal. They would give you an emotional signal that would merit a follow-up response or a call or a message or an email, but you don't blanket follow up with everyone. I had someone ask me today, what's your follow-up system? I said, it's very simple. I only follow up with the people of merit. He goes, well, do you have a Google pad? I go, no, I have a yellow pad. I don't even have a pad. I only follow up with the LOF, the law of the few, that even merit any kind of follow-up, because as in emotional mastery, as you master your emotions, intuitively, the objective would be to be able to understand who merits any kind of further communication. And someone that merits further communication, you communicate with them. If not, you separate your feelings and let them go and don't personalize it. That would be mastery. In the laws that govern money, and for you to be able to become skilled at money mastery, transactions, having money move to your bank account, it's going to be your responsibility, the ability to respond, which is another skill, on how to create transactions, how to have money move to your bank account easily and effortlessly, how to master the art of selling, branding, online marketing, and a whole other skill set about being able to be an entrepreneur in free enterprise, where you can create and or attract what the free market will bear. Now, as you start to develop these skills, you're scaling energy. You're moving into a higher level of consciousness. It means you're more aware. You understand. You have a different set of reflexes than people that are novices, rookies, people who treat their business like a hobby, because you start to become a professional at this process. And this will show up in life and in business as you become skilled at mastering your emotions. In mastering your emotions, you don't lose your composure. You don't go off on people. You have clearly defined boundaries with relatives and people who call you up and use guilt to try and control you. You have very defined boundaries about how someone goes, you never call me, you never do this, I can't believe this. You, in emotional mastery, you start to understand the correlation between power and force. People that use force to try and control you use guilt, or they can try and control anyone like this. And then guilt becomes their narrative. I can't believe this. After all I've done for you, the entire time you were in college, I gave you $250 a month. Now I'm 80 years old. You should be taking care of me. All right, well, that will be your responsibility to separate your responsibilities, but you don't want to let people control you. That would be emotional mastery. In emotional mastery, there is no yeah, but. So there is no yeah, but. You don't understand. Yeah, but. You don't. No, in yeah, but is a way to validate, justify, and explain yourself. Mastery is what I've been teaching for the last 30 plus years. I started by teaching myself, and then as a coach, mentor, and addiction coach, I've been assisting people to understand that the mastery of your emotions starts with letting go. Letting go is a skill set where you can separate your feelings from the events that shape them. So if you grew up in an alcoholic home, a home with violence, if you grew up in a broken home where the father is supposed to pick you up on Saturday and he doesn't, well, that would be abandonment. That means he would over-obligate. I mean, you start to understand what these situations are. If you're a child and all of a sudden you have to be the confidant, you're one of your parents, you have to be a mentor, you have to start to bring home money and contribute to your family's money, this can affect your dialogue with money. This can affect your dialogue with asking, deserving, and receiving. If you've been told that children are to be seen, not heard, don't say a word, don't make a mistake, don't get in trouble, if you've had this kind of criticism put upon you, that means you're going to be in fear, you're going to be in fight or flight, overwhelmed by the possibility of making mistakes, saying the wrong thing, getting in trouble. Whatever, however old you are, however young you are, it's time that you begin to let go. You separate your feelings from the events that shape them. That's the separation. That's the point where you really learn how to let go. It means that you're not the mind-body connection to the events anymore. You have a recollection of what happened to you. You're able to look at it objectively. You're able to, in step four of any kind of 12-step program, in a rigorous, honest situation, you're able to take a moral inventory of self and begin the let-go process, letting go of shame. So if you did situations in your childhood, teenage years, or your 20s, you made grave mistakes, you got overwhelmed, you did situations that weren't favorable, and you live in the shame of it, well, that would also be letting go. If you've been guilted by a series of parents, guilted by society, guilted by other people, grandparents, wives, significant others, and you comply with that guilt when siling underneath it all, holding on to resentment, that's the guilt-resentment situation that many people find themselves in. In emotional mastery, you would begin the let-go process. You'd be able to have healthier boundaries. You'd be able to be clear with people. You'd be able to let them go. Now, Josh Morin says, I'm recovering from my fears of getting in trouble, and I no longer the mind-body connection. Thank you very much, Josh. Gina Martini, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Billy Tully, Yvonne, good to see you here. And Yvonne, thank you for mentioning Robert Greene. Robert Greene wrote a book in the late 1990s called The 48 Laws of Power, and then he wrote a future book called Mastery that really breaks down some of the content I'm covering in here. And it's important that you understand people are predictable so that you understand that they're going to do certain situations and that people that use force to control you or others, these are the type of people they require someone to be in conflict with. And you're not obligated to be in conflict with people. You're not obligated to return someone's phone call or someone's message that they want to call you out, call you on the carpet, lecture you, make you wrong. You're not obligated to be in any relationship with them. I mean, that would be your responsibility to let go. But if your ego goes, yeah, but that's my aunt, that's my uncle, that's my mother, my brother, that's your responsibility to understand that that relationship that you're in is a highly addictive relationship that keeps you in an overwhelmed, over-obligated set of emotions. As you begin to recognize this, understand it, move into a state of metacognition, as you start to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, that consciousness that you're in is now called awareness. That awareness is also acceptance. As you accept why you do what you do, as you own why you do what you do, that's step four in any 12-step program. That's rigorous honesty. That's moral inventory of self, not others, but specifically of self. Amy says, so done with that. Vel Tyle, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Tina Gilbert, as always, good to see you here on Facebook Live. this exceptional Tuesday afternoon. So as you move into a different understanding, understand, be aware, and know, as you start to eliminate words in your communication style, guess, kinda, I don't know. And as if those of you who have coached with me for days, weeks, months, and years, I'm very proud of you as you've started to change the way you communicate with yourself and others, and you communicate in a much more committed language style. Your ability to commit is a skill that very few people follow through on. And human beings are predictable. It's going to be your responsibility to understand that most of society is commitment phobic. This is why they use words like, I guess. And so when you're communicating, prospecting, presenting products, benefits, and features, not everyone's going to buy from you. Now, the qualified buyers will give you better buy signals. And the more you understand the buy signals, the more you understand people's predictability and that human beings are predictable, the better your law of averages are, the higher the probability that you'll be able to own a business, create sales, attract teammates, attract a soulmate, attract a vendor, attract a contractor, people whose word means something, people who you enter into business relationships with them. You hire a contractor, they show up on the time they show up, and they finish the project, and you pay them off. I mean, this would be the ideal situation. But you're going to find a lot of people over-obligate and over-commit, don't follow through on their commitments, and it's your responsibility not to turn that into a rejection. It's your responsibility to hire people, attract people, read people, understand their predictability, and do your best while being your best, while letting go of abandonment, rejection, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, and other situations that we continue to hold on to. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are you and you are free. So I'm going to continue to move into content here today that will give you a better understanding of cause and effect and why you do what you do. Take a deep breath, everyone. Breathe and release. Now, as you move into a breathe and release situation, you are letting go. And when you're letting go, now you're emotionally present. The more you can breathe, the more you can let go, the more you can be here and be now. And this is not difficult. It's new, so you edify the newness of it, but you don't continue to stay in your own force and create the difficulty of it. And the more you understand that there's an emotional tolerance that gets built up by holding on to events, and the more that you hold on to events, the higher the tolerance. So as you begin to have a better understanding of that, you can absolutely have quantum leaps. So John says, don't let lousy leads create feelings of abandonment and rejection. Thank you, John. That is absolutely correct. So John brings a very good point. In the mid-90s, when lead generation companies were just starting to really come into existence in home-based business models. Now, when I started in network marketing and direct sales in the 80s, there were no real lead generation companies. I mean, I thought it was so cool when I bought my first leads. I bought $33 of leads, 10 leads for $33 in 1993. That was my first introduction to purchase leads. And then there was a company called ProStep that I became a member of. I actually would get 1,000 leads a month from them on the premier package. So in those leads were really 10-cent leads. I started to buy 10-cent leads, which would be 500 leads for $50. I mean, that's what I really cut my teeth on when I ran out of people to communicate with, or if I had ads that didn't pull or whatever the situation was. And so I would smile and dial. I would call the leads and I would encounter hang-ups. I would encounter wrong numbers. I would encounter people who weren't receptive to the situation, but a skilled prospector, a skilled connector, can also create connections, whether 10-cent leads, $10 leads, or $100 leads. Later in my career, I started a postcard campaign and started sending out 2,000 postcards a week in the mid-90s. I became very, very skilled at postcard marketing, and on average, I would have 100 leads a week that would come into my inbox, which would allow me to really weed out the best leads, and I would call them first. But the more you understand that your business is going to require skills, it's going to require letting go, and the skills are a repetition and experience situation. And if you're not skilled at this process, you're going to continue to recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill the feelings that you hold on to. So emotional mastery means you can sit right here, right now, and let go. You're not looking for anything outside of yourself. And so if you're engaging in a two-hour dedicated block of time where you're organizing the situation, you're not going to let outside distractions take you out of that process. If you're going to sit down and prospect for 2 hours, that's what you do. You prospect. You're not surfing the net. You're not going down people's news feeds. You're sitting there smiling and dialing. You're calling people, qualifying them for your products, services, benefits, and features. If you're going to sit down and write a chapter in your new book, you actually sit down and you write a chapter in a dedicated block of time, and you let go of any of the anxiety about the outcome because you are you and you are free. That's here and now. And as you begin to become skilled at this, then you're going to separate your feelings from the event. You're going to stop telling yourself, oh, no one's going to buy it. No one, I'm going to make a mistake. Well, if you write a book, there's going to be errors and mistakes. I mean, I have taken books to two different proofreaders. The book comes out and there's still a few mistakes. And I guarantee you a flaw finder let me know that immediately. I bought your book and on page 73, there's a comma in the wrong place. I mean, I understand. So I've asked the people, did you receive anything in the book, or were you intent on finding that mistake? And there are people who will find the flaws, and it's important to understand that they're not rejecting me. They are flaw finders. That's what you do in emotional mastery. You begin to master your emotions so you are not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. That means so you're right here and right now. And that is an absolute skill. So yoga, meditation, deep breathing. I mean, you can just practice simple discipline. Steam room, sauna, bathtub, shower, chair, carpet, your car, your truck, any multitude of situations. You teach yourself to be. You put yourself in a be state of being. So many people, how are you doing? And I will say, I am being very well. I'm being. It's a state of being. Being is an elevated state of consciousness where you're above anxiety, fear, and doubt, and your focus is a lot shorter. People who are overwhelmed have a long focus. They're unfocused. They have a lot going on out here instead of being right here and right now. And so that's the value of having a daily method that you operate in life and in business. That's why you have clearly defined short-term goals, a day, a week, a month, 30 days, 90 days. So is when I coach my clients, I ask some questions. So October 1st is Thursday. I mean, that's a new era. That's the last quarter of 2020. That's a 90-day period. So there's a 1 day, a week, a month, there's 3 months, 90 days. All of a sudden, it's 2021. What's important to you? How serious are you? What do you want to accomplish? I mean, these are questions I will ask clients in time frames about results and transactions in certain dedicated blocks of time and time frames. I live this my very self. That's exactly how I live. I'm a 1 day, a 1 week, a 1 month producer. And then at the end of the month, I tally it up. So Thursday for me is payroll. And so I'm wrapping up the month right here, closing sales, adding people to my database, creating results, wrapping up the quarter, and doing the taxes for the quarter. I mean, it's all part of that same process. Colleen, good to see you this afternoon. Amanda, good to see you. Henry, good to see you. So this is how you actually raise consciousness. That means so that you're no longer in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Also, it's very important you don't get attached to people, because when you get an attachment to them, you set yourself up to be disappointed. No matter how good someone is or how good of a customer someone is, they may go somewhere else. There's no matter where you are, I mean, someone may get upset with you even though you didn't do anything. That's how it is, and you don't want to turn that into rejection. And the more you understand that there are people who are actually going to set you up to disappoint them, there are going to be people who want you to be in conflict with them. There are going to be people who want you to be their counterforce. And when you are skilled emotionally, you stay out of that conflict. You can actually accept the situation for what it is, neutralize the situation, and not be in conflict. And this is an absolute skill to be able to be and stay in emotional mastery. I wrote a book called The Breakthrough Factor. You can find that on my website. It retails for $20. That book covers in great detail the content. I also offer free 20-minute coaching sessions. So Kennedy said, I hear that. Jennifer says, hello. Good to see you, Jennifer. Nikki, welcome to Facebook Live. Amy Gilbert, as always, great to see you here. I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions, and if you have not received a free 20-minute coaching session, I offer those to first-time clients and or former clients who would like to reconnect with me. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can go up to Facebook Messenger and contact me with your phone number, and I will get back to you immediately. Have a great afternoon, everyone. This call has been officially recorded. I will be here on Facebook Live this evening at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great afternoon.